Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's up, people? You're listening to the 2 Pro 1 Slow podcast, brought to you by Factory Image Racing. Check them out on Instagram at Factory Image Racing. They offer a huge range of hard parts, service parts, tools, and more.
Oh, well, this one has been painful
at long last,
to say the least, hasn't it?
Very. Such a busy man, Thomas. It's so difficult to tie down, aren't
you? I'm in pain.
This was supposed to happen last week, and then Thomas messed us around to the point where we have a group WhatsApp chat and I wanted to leave it.
I also wanted to leave it. I just wanted to stand on his head constantly. I could have got bored of standing on your head that day.
And today we've turned up and he said, no, I haven't got time to do it, when he's got 5.5
hours. He hasn't got time, but the first thing he persisted to do was, when he arrived, was go for a nap.
Painful. So for everyone that's been asking, where's the next podcast, you now know why.
No, let me just, no, don't do anything to me, really. The reason why last week was a bit of confusion, my phone died late at night at 10 o'clock.
No, shut up. You read the message at 9:09 and we said see you at 10, and you still proceeded to reply to our text messages at 9:30, so that's not a valid excuse.
Then it went dead, and then I didn't charge it overnight, woke up in the morning and said I was busy.
I said, should we do it early in the morning? I said 9, and I said 9:30, 10. I got no response. You didn't. You filled the whole reason you couldn't do it in the morning was because you had a physio appointment at 11:30.
Yeah.
So whilst me and Ed were discussing what time should we do it in the morning, you didn't think to mention that you have a physio appointment at 11:30, which we need to work around until 8 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah, I admit it was my fault, but
what?
Why? Well, just whatever. It was my fault because I didn't let you know that time. But then at the same time, I said I could do 11. No, I was going to do 9 or 1, and you couldn't do those times. And then today, I've been up. I've gone to the, rowed this morning. What's the time now? 12?
No,
I was just a bit tired.
It's 1 o'clock actually.
A bit tired, so I've just had a little sleep before this podcast, because now we're on the track build, which you're going to see soon. We're having a whole new track built, courtesy of Dirt Bike Bits. And
well, before you drop any names, I think we should drop Factory Image Racing.
Yes.
Let me plug my...
Well, no. Factory Image Racing first. They pay.
Well done, Factory Image Racing.
No, they're... there'll be another giveaway again. It's the mats this time, Tommy, even though you weren't impressed with it on the last one.
Oh, great giveaway.
So, yeah. Now carry on with what you were talking about.
So, we're just come over to Ed's now, because obviously we film all these at Ed's house. And we're doing a track build, so Justin Barkley's up there as we speak, pushing dirt, made a couple of nice jumps. We rode a little bit this morning, me and Bill, very little bit as well it was. I sort of done 15 minutes and didn't feel up to it, so I put the bike in the van. Wasted my morning there, and then I needed a nap when I got here. So I've had a nap, woke up, we're doing this, and then it's going to go to...
You're selling yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I can't believe you let that go out.
All them fans that you've gained in the last few months.
No, they're gone.
The grind doesn't stop.
Oh, like,
it's stressing me out how busy I am at the minute. Like, I've never been this busy. It's stressing. It's grinding me. That's why I feel like I need naps.
I can't believe what I'm is coming
joking.
Out of these headphones.
And then tomorrow I'm doing a training score in the morning, and then we're back up here vlogging. Fuck. Honestly, you two think I'm taking a piss. I'm deadly serious with it all. And then you woke me up when I was trying to go to sleep.
What happens is you go home and we continue pushing on. I was up here till 8 o'clock last night fixing the track.
You grinding hard at the minute.
I'm the only one that grinds hard. I'm the only one burning the candle. I'm the real burner of the candle.
Billy does nothing. He's been out in Scotland riding mountain bikes all weekend.
Until 9:30 at night.
I went for one day. And then I rode the next day, and then the next day was yesterday, which I also rode.
Yeah, but you are more relaxed, your lifestyle at the minute. Miss is gone and you're just floating around like a little butterfly doing what you want, aren't you now?
Butterfly. I look like a butterfly, to be fair.
New haircut, though.
Yeah, new haircut. Oh, I was headphones on, I can't show it.
You do look well, Bill. You look a lot better. More presentable human being, not a scruffy little bastard.
Right mess before for the past 6 months.
I prefer it look like that.
I know.
You've demotivated us from getting another haircut, giving us such positive feedback.
God, I tell you what, I've just noticed looking at you. We've both caught the sun. Look how red you are.
No, I'm red as fuck.
Wow, I'm so burnt as well. I can feel it.
Stan went out in the sun and got a sunstroke on Saturday.
I see, that was great.
What, ill?
Yeah, he didn't leave off the sofa
maybe
for
I've
2 days.
Maybe I've got sunstroke. Oh. Fucking think I have my muscles ache.
I got to Stan's last night, I opened the fridge and there's like 4 different creams all just in his milk section that he has to put on his body 3 times
a day. Yeah, honestly, I think I might have sunstroke then, because when I was landing off that single today, my head was aching. When I landed, my neck was aching. So I started rolling the single, and then I just thought, go back to your van now and just put
it's
it in
great.
The van.
It's great how much moaning's going on here. Just give him so much shit in the comments. Just say he's so, all he does is
and I'm
moan.
Still here.
Oh, I'm still here doing it. Anyway, I've got three notes because you've done some races. Billy, you've done Fat Cats and the sprint race, and Tommy, you've done
Fat Cats.
Ling
Fat
and Cats. Sorry, you've done Hawkstone and the sprint race, and Tommy, you've done
Did
Ling
you do
and Fat Cats.
After the
and Canada Rights, actually.
The last one was after the British Extreme Race, wasn't it? It was the week after.
Have we not done a podcast since Fat Cats?
How did
Fat Cats go?
We've not done Ling. We've not done Canada Rights. We've not done Fat Cats.
Fuck, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
This is why I was telling you we needed to do it now.
All right.
Just
well,
tired.
Now,
just give me 5 more minutes.
So where would you like to start? Let's start with Ling, because Herlings and Ben Watson came over and shown you how to go.
Ling. Well, it's all right, wasn't it? It's just, I don't really say much about races. Normally, I just go, yeah, all right, steady weekend. But because we're obviously the point of it is to talk about the race, I'll sort of go into a bit more detail.
that'd be handy, though. Probably appreciate that people tuned into.
Thanks, Thomas. Yeah.
But I wouldn't normally do this, so this is for your guys' benefit. Ling, I got third overall. I had a fifth and a third, and that put me third overall. Jeffrey and Ben was there, obviously they were the stars of the show, sort of brought the interest, and they was the two fastest guys all weekend.
It was actually pretty interesting. I've paid my £5 to spectate that race.
Any good?
I would say the live stream was significantly improved from the first
one. I think it improved again.
I was busy this weekend, so I didn't see the Canada Heights, but...
Better, wasn't it?
Can you adjust your cable? It's giving me anxiety.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
There we go.
Now, we give it a bit of shit, the live stream, after the first round, didn't we? But I would say I watched the second one. It was significantly improved. But it was a good race, actually. Ben definitely gave Herlins more of a run for money than I think anyone was expecting.
Ben impressed me. Mm. Not that he was his speed, that was good, but the way he rode like that as well, he made it look easy.
Starts, good starts as well.
Good starts. Good he starts. Rode the bike well. His technique was really good. Like, didn't really put a foot wrong all weekend. So, all day. So, I thought that was...
Anyway, sorry, I've interrupted your momentum.
No,
there.
You carry on. Tell us about your... I can't be arsed to fucking talk about it. So, you carry on because I'll just sit back.
What about...
You can't
shall
sit
we go,
back.
Shall we come back to your race, Bill, or shall we go back to...
No, we're doing mine and get it out of the way.
Fat Cats, then.
Fat Cat. Oh, fat Cats. You did really good descriptive...
talk about
Halloween
that.
Went.
There's not a lot to talk about because you didn't
fat
do a lot.
Fat Cats, I got sick. My little one goes to school at the minute. This is what I'm putting it down to. He started play school. He's 18 months now, 19 months. And he goes to school, gets sick, comes home, just snots everywhere, all over me. And then I've got ill, and I never get ill. Like the last, I don't know, I just never, ever, ever get ill. And then in the last 4 weeks, I've been ill twice. And then I got a chest infection. So I was on antibiotics and went to Fat Cats. And I struggled, really. I knew I was going to struggle, but I struggled more than I thought I would. If it had been a two-day format, I could have probably pushed through and just cracked on, but would it have been two races both days, which
it
I don't
It was a two-day format.
I was going to say, does that mean one day?
No, I meant a one-day format then. But I don't approve of the two-day format anyway. I've made that quite clear.
Oh, do you not like the MX Nationals format?
No.
I thought you were a fan.
No, I'm not a fan at all. I just think it's a joke. I just think pointless exercise. I've told that to him. I've says he's actually popped down today, but... to get some pictures, but I've explained. I think the concept could be way cooler on Saturday and make it fun.
In fact, explain your concept because you explained it to me, and I got to say, yeah, good idea.
Anything but 2 more races where you're riding around.
No, you want a track. Super pole. It's a knockout.
Yeah, like a super pole, like MotoGP. So on a Saturday afternoon, they fix a bit of the track. They dedicate an hour's time because our track time's about an hour throughout the day. You have 15 minutes free practice, and then every 10 minutes after that, the sort of 10 riders go out, say, and then the last 5 minutes until you get to five riders, and you have a lap. Everyone does one lap each. The last five, and that gives you... I just think it's interesting to watch one rider solely do his fast lap because you see the mistakes, and it, on the live timing, it'd look cool. On the,
yeah, I agree.
The feed, the live feed, it'd look cool. It'd generate a bit of interest. And just something different. We race two races every weekend to just add another two on Saturday.
I'd like to see a hot lap from Billy Bolt.
Yeah, that'd be entertaining. But anyone a hot lap's entertaining. And I think that's my concept for the MX Nationals.
I think it would be good to do something different.
The only thing change it every round.
It change the track changes so much, especially in qualifying. Like the MX National, I did. I could not believe the state of the track. To be honest, like when the one out round ended at Hoxton was straight from free practice into qualifying. And free practice, I actually felt good. The track was nice. Bang! First lap of qualifying, there was just not a single corner left. Like, but I suppose it would be good. It would be definitely be good view and just see everyone just.
What do you mean? What's that got to do with the super pole?
But what I'm saying is, two corners blew out is going to be like a second difference.
No,
I don't feel like the consistency is the same. Like for that specific format, it works in MotoGP, but the track doesn't change to the level it does. But again, that's also kind of the you would take that into sort of strategy and kind of plan who you go out behind or where you go or whatever. And I suppose as the less and less people are on the track, more people get knocked out, it kind of settles it down anyway in the track then.
So if you were the first, I mean, if the concept's not even a concept, I've just made it up, so it's irrelevant really. But like after 15 minutes, you're still all in it. The next 10 minutes, 10 drop out. So you're qualified 30 to 40. Mm. The next time, it doesn't then reset the clock. Yeah. Everyone can try and sort of better their time. Otherwise, you're on, and then you go again. So you might put your fast time in.
Yeah, but then the fast time is going to be at the start. There's no point keep pushing when the track is at the end.
Yeah, but then the last five, I think it should reset, and then you.
I think it should reset every time someone gets knocked out because maybe it's definitely going to be the fastest when it's the flattest.
Yeah, I think reset it then. Great idea.
Next subject.
All right. Well, that's a good topic. Nothing's going to come from it. So we'll move on.
Nothing's going to come from it.
While we're on the topic of racing, and lap times. If you set the fastest lap time at any of the current races within the...
Do you win a prize by any chance?
You do.
What prize do you win?
The Kex Fastest Lap Award you win. You win a £20 voucher to spend on whatever you want. So anyone that races sets the fastest lap time. A few of you have already been buying them, I've seen, so...
Have you had any of them yet this year?
No, he's had a go. He's had a good stab at it.
No, I haven't had one yet. Oh. I've not, unfortunately. Just not been far off, I don't think, but I've not won one.
Keep trying. It might come.
I will. But going back to my races, Fat Cats was... I was sick, so I knocked it on the head, unfortunately. So that wasn't a great weekend. And then we had Canada Heights, which I got third overall. I didn't ride amazing, but I really liked the race. I love racing at Canada Heights, and I think most people enjoy it. The track was really good condition, like ideal condition, but a little bit tight, some people might say, in places and one line. But, I mean... I got passed in the first race, so I can't really say it's hard to pass. And I didn't really pass anyone, so... but someone passed me, so it's one of those. And then I think standout sort of riders on the day. I'll go standout riders, because I thought Ike Carter in the 250 class, young kid.
Yeah, we was watching him on the live stream. He's good, wasn't he?
Rode really, really well. He's young. He's from that area. I think he's on a privateer team, and he won qualifying, and he was so close to winning the first race, so... Fair play. And also Jenna Dickinson, he won the overall. I think it's his first overall win. So a couple of first overalls, sort of first good performances. So impressed with those. And then the rest of them. I guess it was sort of a shake-up in results, which the MX1's quite wide open this year. Carrot Jake Millward run the first race. Rode really well. I sort of followed him around for the most of the part of it. Couldn't make a pass. And then he went 1-9. And then Harry Cullis won the overall with a 3-2. I went 4-3. It's quite good, the MX1 class. Like, a lot can go on in a day. Do you agree or not?
Mm.
Like, quite wide open results.
Yeah, Jake Millward, 1-9, shows you that you can be in and out of the top 10.
Yeah, that's good. It's good class, the British Championship. I enjoyed it.
He was fast, first mate, very fast.
smooth and fast, rode well.
He did. Back to the giveaway thing quickly, Bill. Whilst we were doing giveaways, do you want to explain your USWE for me giveaways?
Yes.
Well, didn't we explain that last time?
No, that was the aircon one.
No.
No, not properly this one. This one's
no.
developed.
Aircon, no. I could do with aircon if you want to plug them again at home.
You haven't entered
you
yet.
You just told us to turn it off.
It's freezing, but at home it's hot in the evenings now. I don't want a one fitted. I just want a portable one.
Right.
Well, you can plug the aircon unit.
No, that one's took off. Well, not took off. Well, that's took off.
What's it called?
DC refrigeration and air conditioning.
Bloody works that is well, a giveaway. It's freezing in here.
It is good. They're very good. But anyway, the USWE one, which was Ed brought up, has been a bit of a slow, steady start, really, because it was meant to be a giveaway of the hydration pack, which I use straight off my back from each round of the World Championship this year, but I kind of forgot to do it after the first round, and then the second round's been cancelled, so hasn't got off to the best of start. But anyway, we've actually picked the winner for the first one.
Tell us the concept of it.
Well, just
the water goes in the back, doesn't it?
No, you're not.
Nah, just so like a bit fresh off my back. So if it's dirty, if there's like a number stuck on it, if there's a
and that's for 8 or 9 rounds or
yeah. So well, 7 we've got left because Erzberg got cancelled. So we do actually have one in stock. So at the end of the year, that means I've got a brand new one to give away. So we'll save a brand new one, unused one for someone to use. But yeah, it's fresh off my back. So like, I'd guess most people will probably want to keep it dirty and just.
I think it's here.
Yeah, it's there. It's the one from Cam. We do actually have the winner, but I haven't released the vlog yet. So the guy doesn't know he's won yet. So I will not reveal it on here. But if it was you.
Well done.
Tune into the vlog to find out if it was you. Because we've picked a winner. So yeah, just. That's about it, really. Not too much to say. USWE seem pretty happy with all that we're doing. They're kind of fans of everything, podcasts and vlogs and races and stuff like that. So they're just happy to kind of put forward whatever idea
I've worn one before,
give to them. It really worked really good, didn't it?
No, I've worn one in...
Oh, yeah, you used to actually... Yeah,
some of the really hot...
You wore the OG ones, them, weren't you?
Yeah.
Probably,
yeah. I don't know what races I've worn it at.
I'm surprised it hasn't took off in motocross.
Thailand.
Like 35 minutes. It's quite a long time, like with no drink at all.
Proper riders, aren't we?
Yeah, but I feel like for the one, especially with the hands-free kit, when it's in your helmet,
we're hands-free. When I raced it, we stuck it through the front of
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm surprised it hasn't.
Like a little fish, you're like a koi carp, you have to go like.
Yeah, but why hasn't it took off more? I feel like it would be beneficial in a really hot race.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good. It's going to wear one the other day, actually.
Why don't you wear one in the digger in a minute?
I'm not going in a digger today.
Yeah, I've heard that you did a big shift the first day.
I want you to go in a digger, I just thought.
All I need is 5 minutes for the vlog and then you can make out that you're in the digger.
Yeah, I'll get in it, but you made out like you want me to actually do the work and I just thought, not today. Tired.
Tired.
I've done 4 hours in the shift the other day.
You did. I've heard it wasn't 4 hours and I've heard you made more mess than...
No, I've got a headache again in that.
Well, I've got a treat for you both. I've got some more voice notes. Would you like to?
I've been getting the notifications to get voice notes, but I've withheld from listening to them. Yeah. I withheld the urge. You don't even know where you can find them, do you?
No.
Oh, that's all right. But I specifically didn't listen to any yet, so this is full raw dog reaction.
Well, Jack Hawkins was the one that did the motorbike noise on the first one. He's back again.
Is he all right? Did we find out if he is
all
right?
He's obviously all right. So he's back again.
All right, boys. Remember Billy Bump today. And tell him I will whoop-boo on my 125. I will fucking whoop-boo on my 125.
Sounds like Bryn from
Gavin Stacey.
I'm pleased he's a Billy fan and not a Tommy fan anyway. I had a feeling he would be from his first voice note.
That was Jack Hawkins. This one's James Stevens.
I absolutely love croissants.
I kind of forgot about
if
that.
If you had
actually.
A pound for every
what,
time
what
you
what did
heard,
he say then?
He loves croissants.
Oh, I didn't know. I started laughing.
A lot of people have told you that. Probably 15 told
me. A lot of people have told me. It's quite funny when I got given a couple of croissants squashed out the back of the van. And I like it. I mean, they listened to it, obviously liked it, but I'm sort of...
It definitely went well.
I don't want any
also, I will just say, it's not that irrelevant, but Ed's timing of releasing the last podcast, I think, went well, because you were racing the Ling that weekend, and I had a British Sprint that weekend, and the amount of people that came up to me at the race and said, "Oh, we listened to it on the way down."
Well, that was the plan. Saturday morning, I released it, so they could listen to it.
And
the
amount of people that even were going on about croissants to me and asking where you were and blah 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 was it worked well, that Edward. So you excelled.
That was what we was going to try and do last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, you fucked it up. I've got three more. Then this is Justin Wingo.
Billy boy, you're going to come to TKO in Tennessee.
Was that an American?
Let's see you there.
He's really American as well, isn't he?
Justin Wingo.
Justin, I think so. It's on the calendar at the moment. It seems like travel to America has actually eased up, I think, from what I'd been looking at people.
What is that race he's talking about?
Tennessee Knockout. It's probably America's biggest extreme race.
Is that the one that Cody...
Did Manny win? Yeah, Manny won last time it was on, I think. But yeah, it is pretty big. It's in Tennessee at the Trials Training Center.
Is it a good race?
It's hard. It's real hard. It's in Tennessee in August, so it's, I think, you just...
Hot.
Very hot. I will have to wear a U-Sui. I think so. It's on the calendar, and it seems like travel to America is getting better. So fingers crossed. I've never actually, I think we said before, I've never raced or rode or anything in America. So I'd really, really like that to happen. I was pretty gutted. It didn't last year. So hopefully see you there, Justin.
Sounds like a good thing to do, Billy, for you.
Right. Jack Piper.
You're right, boys. Just wondering, would you do a collab with Matt Jones? Maybe get Tommy in the airbags and just take the piss out of him for a bit? Yeah.
The sensible one, this man.
You'd enjoy a nap just in the airbag, I reckon.
Can't be that sensible, because he's put you and airbag in the same conversation.
Yeah, he's obviously got no idea how much of a wally you are. You would...
No, we're going to do that. He's on the cards. What's
you're going to get...
A nap is as good as what you're going to do in an airbag. It's all... What else?
Jack.
What more can you bring to the table?
I would do that, Jack.
You're going to get to the top of that rolling. Because I've been there, and even I thought,
my shoulder
no
and a guy down
you're
here.
Dropping in. I put money on it. You don't
would
drop
Billy
in.
Drop in?
Yeah, drop in.
I'll drop in then.
I'm a doer.
I put money on
I'm
it.
I'm a
won't.
Fucking doer.
Really? Is that big?
If you don't drop in correctly, you click the chain ring and go.
Sounds scary
over
already. I'm not up for it.
No, but Matt is that is on the cards, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if you can drop in from like halfway. Oh no, because then you won't get enough length into the.
Just going to float halfway up,
and you won't just miss the airbag.
Well, we can go have a look, can't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
No, we probably will. But Matt's.
We've got to, because vlog content, Ed, so you just scrape, you've got to scrape the barrel.
I think
just
he's coming up
vlog,
here tomorrow,
it?
Actually.
Yeah, he might be. Which would be good.
We're mini biking. Right, one more. Jim Champman.
Hello, lads. Seems Tommy's always bitch assing about his poorly knees and shoulders and elbows and bones and all the rest of it.
I am, mate.
Any advice on recovering from meniscus, PCL and an MCL?
I've done all injury. That, mate. So I'll give you top tips.
This is why I've selected this, because I know you've done it.
Game ready.
In fact, go full backstory. How did it happen? Where?
Yeah, so basically he's fucked his knee, isn't he?
Yeah.
MCL, that's like the inside ligament on your knee. PCL, I think, is the outside.
No, LCL is the outside. PCL is the one in the middle, but not the
what's
big
MCL
one.
Then?
MCL is inside. You were correct with that one.
And ACL. So he's done.
No, he hasn't
done
his ACL.
ACL is the worst one there. So have you done ACL, which is what
he
I've
hasn't.
Done?
He hasn't. Just. Did you listen?
Ed told me to explain
it
my
was
story.
Meniscus, MCL, and PCL.
Yeah, but I guess the recovery is the same. Well, I'm going to talk about
I don't
my
think
recovery.
So, because.
I can't talk about his because
okay, you're
this.
Just talking about yours.
Tell us about yours. It happened at Glen Helen.
Mine, I was in the winter of Glen Helen, gloomy day. I was a bit under the weather actually that day.
It wasn't a gloomy day. It was glorious sunshine.
Yeah, glorious sunshine.
I was stabbed pit
gloomy
board
because I had.
In fact, you'd probably blame it on me because I wrote on the pit board. Push.
Did
push.
You make him
get
do
on with it.
Did you make him do an extra lap? And was it on the extra lap?
No, this is. Let me start for the thing because it's actually it's not a good story, but. We went there and we was going to go from there to pick the missus up from the airport because your ex-missus, my current missus, were flying into LAX. So I thought, right, let's ride Glen Helen on the way and then go straight to LAX after. And then I didn't feel that well, but I was riding around anyway. And I just tipped over in the corner, but didn't even crash, just jarred my knee, bang. And I felt a little pops and I was like, oh no, that's not good, that hurt. So I rode over to Ed and I was like, I've fucked my knee. And Ed's like, no, you haven't. You hadn't even crashed. And I was like, honestly, I've fucked my knee. And he's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, just get on the back, mate. Let's go back up to the top. Because he was pitboarding me like a true champion, still back in the day. And then I just was crying in the back of the van. And Ed's like, no, you haven't done your knee. So we called up and went straight to hospital. Iced it. And then the bloke went, you fuck your knee. I told you I have.
Is this the one just before Christmas?
Yeah, it was painful. The whole experience was painful.
Okay, you can. Yeah, I just wanted to, before I let you continue now, I was just wondering.
Yeah, that was before. I think it was like the 18th of December. So, and I was rushing around asking Dean where he got his done, because I know he's done his knee loads. So I thought that's good advice. And he said, go to a doctor. So we called up. I was calling everyone back here. Let's fix it. And they wanted like, oh, well, by the time you get back and everything, it's going to be January before we can see you get a consultation. It's going to be 10 grand or whatever.
Now, so you was umming and ahhing, weren't you, ever to do it out there? And I said, no, let's just get it done. And it was operated and fixed within 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah, we went to like this... I can't remember the guy's name, but in Newport Beach, we went to his house, the surgeon's house, and we was like, this is nice, like a house, wasn't it? Yeah. Amazing, on the beachfront. And we was like, this geezer's obviously pulling people's pants down with surgery costs. And he said to us, he says, do you want to, he was like, yeah, you've done your ACL, whatever, you need it operated on. So then I left, and then I texted him and says, can you operate then before I fly home? And he was like, yeah, no problem. Coming at 5 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. And I'm like, all right, bloody hell. That was quick. And then we just went there at 5 a.m., had my knee operated on.
Went there at 5 a.m. We had to book hotels. We had to drive there. We had to fuck about.
But we messed about anyway. But we got it operated on. And then 3 hours after surgery, I come out of surgery, they just went, you can leave now. And I'm just thinking, no way. Like, I don't want to leave now. I can barely even know what I'm doing. And they just sort of scooted me out the back door, didn't they? And they said, someone there to pick you up. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't really want to leave yet. And then they just... I just got in the back of the pickup.
I basically drove around the back of this building that didn't even look like a hospital, and the back door's open, and he comes out in a wheelchair, and just I chucked him across the back of a pickup truck.
You know, asked the hospital. I said, "Can I just take one pillow, please?" And they're like, "Nah, hospital property." I'm like, honestly, my neck's killing me. Just give me a pillow.
Now they give you that stand that kept bending on an electric motor,
and then when he ended up with a pillow, but we just drove home, and then just a painful few days. And then we flew home. That was painful. It was just a shit.
No, everyone left early. And then on Christmas Eve, me and him flew home. Well, we were umming and ahhing whether we should fly.
That's sketchy, though, flying after a leg operation.
3 days after surgery,
that's
we flew.
That's like super sketchy for blood clots.
Yeah, well, we weren't going to go. We were going to stay there for Christmas.
Could have been dead as fuck there, Tom.
Yeah, no, I'm a survivor.
But then it was just me and him, and that was the most painful flight home ever because we had, I don't know, 15 kit bags. I had that game ready machine. I had it full suspend, right? I had a game ready machine, which I'd figured out how I could work it on the plane.
Took good care of me.
I was filled it up on the plane, iced it on the plane. I had him strapped in that on the plane. It was mint.
I think you was obviously worried I was going to die on the plane, so you actually took care of me.
That's it. But that is really sketchy flying that soon after leg surgery.
Yeah, can I remember the tablets?
I know when I was did my leg the other year, I was desperate to just go to South Africa while I wasn't riding in. Every time I'd see the surgeon, I was like, can I fly yet? He's like, nope.
No, they're pretty relaxed on ours. They just make you just suggest in a bit.
Yeah, to have medical letters.
If I don't hear from you, you've died on the plane.
But when as the voice note finished, I did say I forgot his name, but the voice note, the a game ready, I would say for a knee is pretty good. They do
an icing machine.
Yeah, they work really well, especially for I think leg injuries, and because it's just compression and ice together, so they're very good.
Very good. Very expensive.
Expensive, but
you can rent them though. Yeah, they're like I think they're £250 a month to rent. But it's worth it. Yeah.
Because every time you swell up, you can train and you can do your physio, but then you stick the game ready on.
Yeah.
Go straight back because it keeps swelling. Obviously, I expect you're experiencing that, but those sort of injuries, you really need to work hard. I know with my ACL, like, again, in physio, 3-4 times a week. It's just graft, really. The more you work on it, the more you rest it. You've either got to be doing physio or resting. It's hard when if you're going to work and standing around on it all day, that sort of does the worst.
But I think also keep active, like, as much as you can elsewhere as well, because I think, like, blood flow is obviously...
Well, that blood machine you had, they didn't let your leg stay still. It kept moving it. Literally all the time.
Because obviously, like, oxygen...
He won't have that, though, this bloke.
I know, but obviously moving it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, not the machine. I mean, he'd be able to bend his. It's the ACL that...
Yeah, but just moving in general, because obviously it's blood and oxygen is what heals you. So if you're active and you're getting your heart rate up a couple of times a day, even if it's just kind of, I don't know, doing something with your upper body, or if you can walk or crutch, just to be active, to get your heart rate up, is going to pump blood all around your body and just keep your mind occupied as well, because it does get painful. Kind of just kind of unable to move and unable to do anything. So any kind of small physical activity you can do is definitely worthwhile and helps with recovery.
So what did you do to yours, Bill? Did you do an ACL?
No, both my ACLs are actually torn, but neither of them have been fixed yet.
Really? Yeah, because you've got big, like, you muscly legs. Yeah, my little skinny legs.
The time
can't
I
do without them.
The time I broke my leg, the scan and everything, went in to fix it. Literally was in the operating theatre. They were going to fix pin the bone and they fixed my LCL, which was the one that did all the damage in my leg. And they were going to do the ACL at the same time. And they got there and just said, oh, it's considerably better than what the scan looks like, so we're going to leave it. And since then, it's been good. But I actually did my meniscus in my other leg in 2018, like midway through the WES Championship that year. And it wasn't like the most painful injury, but it was so annoying because my knee would just lock like fully sometimes for a couple hours. One time I did it for like a week, which is when...
Really?
Yeah. It was just like not quite 90 degrees, but it was...
I've not had that where it's locked.
It was just fully locked, and like you could... Sometimes I'd be able to free it by like kind of twisting it back and like sort of smashing my toes against stuff, but it locked. I remember... the Romaniacs that year, it would just lock like every day. I'd just be sat there. I'd be sat there texting Stan.
I think I remember that time of year.
I'd be sat there texting Stan saying, oh, my knee's locked again, and he'd be at the service point waiting for us to come. I'd be like, I will get there eventually, and then I'd have to ride like side saddle for a bit and stuff like that. So, but meniscus doesn't actually take... I had it repaired, and I was riding again within like 3 weeks. That's not a big job. I'm not really too sure how the MCL, I don't think...
No, ACL doesn't grow back. The others do.
Yeah, I think, yeah, MCL has a blood supply, so that can fix itself. PCL, tendon, I'm not sure.
No, mine's ACL. So then you put your hamstring, I had hamstring.
Yeah, they take the hamstring out of your other leg and put it in your ACL there.
Good times, MX.
Right. Yeah, it's good.
We've got loads of other injuries as well.
Yeah, let's
what else do
injuries? Let's avoid injuries.
You can go on for ages.
Injuries take too long.
But what I would say from your story is that the surgeons that just crack on with it are so it's so nice when you find one like that. Yeah.
In England, it would have been 3 weeks where you can get an appointment and mess
it's
about.
A nightmare.
And
like,
it was twice the money.
If anyone ever finds a good surgeon that just is like, we'll see you tomorrow, or we'll fit you in, or we'll just crack on with it, just do whatever you can to keep them your mate, because they're so useful.
Mm. These are when we get injured. Because we're shit geezers.
Yeah. I had the one that actually did my leg... at Derby Hospital was also very...
Yeah, Derby Hospital is good.
Very useful. I remember he would just kind of... I had an infection in my leg, and he's like, oh, I could send in antibiotics, but I'm not the best at remembering to take antibiotics. And I think he kind of got the gist of that. So he's like, oh, I'll operate on you tomorrow morning and clean the infection out. And I came out the operating to like the post-op area, and the nurses were just like, where have you come from?
Didn't even know on yours on the
they
books.
Didn't even know I was getting done. There was no ward for us to go and wait at, so I just had to wait in the post-op room for like the whole day. I was like 6 hours in there, and they don't feed you or anything in there. It was, but the surgeon was just cracked on with it.
In Belgium, that they all go to doctor class. It's like an older doctor and his son are both surgeons, and you can go in there with a broken toe, they operate, shoulder ear operate, knee ear operate.
Just bang and crack on with it.
Yeah, they just operate. I broke my shoulder at Vulcan Sword. So I said to Ed, there's a doctor running around here watching somewhere. I think he's in the...
confined.
Yeah, I think he's in the Husky Hospitality because Thomas Covington knew him. And I said, go find that doctor and see what he'll do with my shoulder. And the bloke went, yeah, just go to this hospital. Here's the address. I'm just going to finish watching the MX1 race and I'll shoot in and operate.
That's
this,
mint.
This is honest truth.
That, I believe it. It's
so
mint.
It was freezing that day. I got caught up in a... first turn crash. That's why my shoulder, you'll see it on the camera, looks a mess.
That was another one of me driving you around.
Yeah, so then we drove to this hospital. I'm there like, this is shit, innit? And then the doctor just didn't even see him. Someone else knocked me out. And then we didn't even see him in the morning. We just operated. And then the bloke says, yeah, go home now. And we're like, well, is it all right?
You're good at hospital runs, aren't you, Ed?
You picked
me up when I first hit my leg. And that was when I still didn't even know what was wrong with it. And I remember...
Yeah, I pushed you around Derby Hospital, didn't I?
Yeah, no, before that, though, like, when I first did it, and the first hospital which I went to down, like, Dorset, where I was when I did it, had put us in a plaster, But now I know I definitely shouldn't have been in the plaster, and it was the pressure, and it was so tight. And I remember just there was plaster because I was trying to bend my leg. It was in that much discomfort. The plaster was just all over the back of your car.
What year was that then? 2018? Is that when you became friends?
No, that was the...
it was a while ago.
The recent... No, it was after that. It was 20. No. Yeah, end of 2018.
When we was friends?
Uh-huh. We're still not friends.
We weren't last week.
You two weren't friends.
You really irritated.
You pissed me off last week.
Why?
If we'd have done the podcast, I said if we do it, I'm not speaking directly to Billy. I'll speak to Ed, and Ed can then respond to Billy.
Some of the voice, sorry, and the text messages were funny, weren't they? Back and forward. So I was honestly thinking,
I wasn't even amused by the group chat. That
no,
day.
I wasn't. I was annoyed at you.
I was annoyed at you. It was purely your fault, and you just weren't acknowledging it at all.
Come on, let's go to another subject then, because I want to get out there and do the track.
Well, we'll do a shorty then.
This is going to be a shorter podcast because we are cracking on today.
Under the thumb, we've got a vlog to do. We've got to go and film some beers.
I would rather sit and talk to you guys. But
no, because I need you in the vlog.
No fucking commitment from the co-hosts.
Hey, tar me with the same brush as him.
Okay, that's unfair on Ed.
Yeah, no, but we're busy. It's not like I'm just... being a twat today, we've got other stuff to do.
I'll do some of the questions that I put on the 2 Pro 1 Slow page. One on here, JK Neil 7, it said, was it good to have Tommy come and watch you at Calm? No, absolutely not. Yeah, it was a waste of my time, you being there.
No, I had a good day.
Yeah, you did. You didn't do nothing to
you
help
me. You did nothing. No, Ed asked you for fuel and you went, I'm not walking all the way over to the van.
No, but I thought like... after all the races you've been to, I was quite proud of myself for watching you. I was like,
proud? You sat in the van? There's another one.
No,
this
I
again.
Watched
There's
more
another
of
one.
Your I did not watch any of Billy's race. Like, not one. Nothing.
You watched the start. I seen you on the first corner.
Oh, yeah. I watched the start. And I watched you come across the finish line. But I went to sleep. And I mean, been sleeping a lot lately. But I still thought that was a nice gesture of me to come watch your race.
Yeah. No,
you had nothing else to do that, do you?
Rest, Billy. I'm fucking old. You're honestly young and just keep going. Stuff takes out.
Oh, another one. The Brap Farm. Ed, who do you enjoy filming and editing videos the most for, Billy or Tommy? Would you like to answer that?
It's you. The question is directed
to
you.
I know, but let's just see what you think.
I'm just going to say you're going to say Billy.
And what are you going to say, Bill?
Me.
Yeah, you're both correct.
Because he's a mong.
Now, Billy's got a bit more... of an idea of how it works and how to edit it, so you understand a bit more, don't you?
No, I'm getting quite good at this now.
Fucking hell. We had to have 16 stabs at an intro yesterday.
Oh, yeah, because I done a really good one, and I was so impressed. And I went to watch it back, like, chuffed to nuts, because I just smashed everything, all the plugs, and then I didn't press record.
Yeah, you're shit at it, that's why.
Oh, dear.
One more, then.
Well, at any point... do you reckon you're going to film and edit a video by yourself?
Mm. I've been meaning to download.
He's never editing one himself.
At any point.
Well, I'm going to have to at some... I don't know if I... I don't think I'm capable.
Yeah, I don't. You're capable of filming one, but it's just a bit naff, isn't
it? I filmed myself.
What
before.
Happened to the one where we went to walk?
Yeah, well, I don't that's think in the box, but we've obviously been...
I don't
that
think actually
track.
Beep that out, because you won't want to know. You won't want to reveal where his track is.
Yeah, that's a bit naughty because you get banned. That's a lifetime ban to Bill there.
Make sure you beep that.
I'll mark at that bit. That's gone.
I'm going to tell it. That's you banned. You're
it's
gone.
Not. I've told him to beep it out. You wouldn't even have thought about that if you
said that.
That
would have been
that.
A lifetime ban.
See, that's what. Well, that's exactly what I mean. Billy knows you can beep stuff out. Mm. You ain't got a clue.
No, but we had that vlog, but I think we've got better vlogs now. And it's sort of, that was before Ling, so to go back now, it's a bit, I don't know, it's in the past.
My YouTube's gone all to shit because...
yeah, Ed was slagging you off for that. He was like, we don't want to do what Billy's done because you start, this other races that happened and
but
you're
always,
still chucking
I always
out
do
blogs.
That. Which
I don't think I did.
I always did. Do that, which isn't good anyway, but it's really gone to shit the last couple of weeks because the next video I wanted to upload, which I was going to edit at the weekend. And I was going to edit when I was here the other day, wasn't I, Ed?
Yeah.
And the ending, well, a lot of the clips were still on my GoPro, which I'd left at Stan's house, which I've only just got back this morning, so... that's all gone to shit, but there's two on its way.
You film a lot, so you have a lot of content.
Yeah, then the problem is you end up...
well, you edit a lot yourself, so
yeah,
it's difficult.
It takes time when I edit it, but then Ed obviously has a considerably faster turnaround time, so then we'll film and edit a vlog here, and then it's ready to go, but it's actually kind of messes up the chronological order.
I like trying to get the British motocross ones out
Ed would have had the British one edited by the time we got home.
It was.
It was a 2.5-hour drive.
It was online at midnight on Sunday night.
Yeah, I know, but it would have been...
But you didn't want to release it.
No, I know, but you can't release it at midnight.
No, but I could have released it at 8 in the morning.
But you worked a little bit. Your battery went flat, or you'd have had it done before you arrived home.
Yeah, only because you drove home.
Yeah.
Proper. See, no, I'll burn the candle at both ends.
Mm, you're good at it in a minute. Yeah, credit to you. I think this is the best you've ever been in life. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I said it to someone else the other day. I was like, how's Ed? And I'm like, yeah, I think he's the fucking best he's ever been. Like, he's in his peak performance. Because I'd say, like, me in
general. The best version of myself.
Yeah, this is the best. at the best version of himself he's ever been in life. Because I would say I'm way past the best version of myself. Like, that was... I'm on the down.
You do fuck all useful you. Ed's considerably very useful human. You're just a dosser.
I've just said I'm paying compliments here, and now you're just tearing me down. But I think he's at like his peak in life. I don't know where your peak was. I think you're just I think you're just sort of hovering around.
I don't think we're at the peak yet.
You don't think you've peaked?
No. What, two world championships and you don't call it a peak?
Well, I suppose when you put it like that.
No, yeah, I don't think you're not peaked. Bad. So. You're 23. There's no way you've peaked.
No, exactly. But he's in the prime.
Yeah, he's in his prime. He's just hovering up there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
down. Do you know what I said? You're probably going to want me to cut this, but I actually said to Billy the other day when you did a minge at the MX Nationals...
Oh, no, cut this.
I said, this is the beginning of the end.
You're a wanker.
You can't cut that bit out. That's brilliant.
No, because that pissed me off that weekend, because I was considerably, like, I was very ill, like, very ill. And then I said to Ed, like, where'd you get in the first race? I said, 12. I think I'm going to knock it on the head. And he just put, you're such a minge. And
The text messages are great from there. I was calling him a dosser, telling him to ride his bike.
Yeah, he says, that's all you get paid for, to ride your bike, and you can't even do it. And I was generally, upset. Like, I couldn't ride the bike around the track, and he just... No one had any sympathy for me. And I've never, ever done that in my life. And I was pissed off, but they had no sympathy. It wasn't like, heal up, mate. It'll be good. It's just you're useless.
Yeah, you had Ed from the moment you did it. And then I got back from my race and seen the news. And I think I'd give you just as hard.
But you've obviously... I don't know. Let's just not talk about that weekend.
Avoid that question.
You wanted to come to Hawks the next day, though, didn't you?
No.
See that I came to. I went to watch him. That was a question on here. What happened to your rear brake?
I generally don't actually know. I don't think I boiled it because I'm not usually heavy on brakes at all, and it wasn't squeaking or anything. It just kind of disappeared. I'm guessing a seal, and I haven't actually rode that bike since, so I'm not sure. But I think a seal in the master cylinder, because there was quite a lot of it was damp from where oil had been leaking and the dust had stuck around. So we bled it and put fresh oil in, and it worked until the end of the race. So, I don't know, but I don't think I boiled it at all, because I'm not heavy on brakes.
No. Well, not that I know, anyway. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're heavy on everything else, basically.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm very rarely have a squeaking brake, to be fair.
No, I've never heard you squeak the brake.
There's a good one. Do you have any questions I wrote on the thingy? And a guy called Lever Z, he put, no, because you never ask mine.
Oh,
well, now you've asked his.
Yeah, I've asked
him
his
out.
Now.
We've called him out. Called him out. What's his name?
L E V E R Z Z.
Sorry about that, mate. We're if you'd ask one next show, we'll
try again.
I can't promise it though.
No, we will.
No, message, you know, Tommy. What? He's pretty. He'll reply definitely because he's so busy, but he still goes in such depth.
I try and reply to people. It's just a nice thing to do.
But you're still busy.
I'm fucking... I am. Idiot.
Stop putting that between my line of vision of the camera.
Can I get my son a Crendon Honda t-shirt from anywhere?
Don't know, to be honest.
No?
No. I guess...
Do you not want to sell yours to him?
Yeah, it'd be up for sale. I've got quite a small one anyway. That's a bit small for me, so...
Well, you washed it?
Yeah, I'm not like Billy. I wouldn't give a dirty stuff away. I'll just...
Shrunk it.
Oh, Mrs. shrinks everything, actually. But no, it's just small. But you can buy it off me, I don't know, £30. PayPal it.
Have bikes progressed since the 2000s?
Yeah, this is quite a good question.
Yeah,
actually.
This is...
You're not going to have a clue, though, are you?
Yeah. To be honest, I would say, like, I don't generally feel like the bikes are any better now.
Are you off your head?
No, like, I didn't struggle with anything in 2000 on a motorbike.
They've got nothing traction like control on them and all sorts now.
Our fit don't work.
Starts, it does, doesn't it, surely?
Well,
2000, I actually, that's 20 years ago.
Do you think, this is a question, but it would motocross be better if they got rid of hole shot devices?
No. Why would that be better?
Because then it's actually skill involved. You starting off a metal grid with your forks fully compressed, you do nothing.
Still skill involved.
Yeah, but it'd be more on the rider than less on the bike now.
How did you get on when you done a motocross start?
Well, I fucking dusted you out about 7 out of 10 up there, Ed.
Who won that night?
No comment.
Whether there's start devices or no start devices, everyone's got one, so it levels the playing field.
If everyone's got one, why do you need them?
Yeah, exactly. If they just banned them, then we'd all be back to... It would make no difference again. The good starts would still be good starts.
Yeah, but it would be more of a skill to start off.
I don't think it would. I think... maybe it would, actually. I don't know.
Have you thought about what
you're
saying?
Back to the subject of bikes. Like,
yeah,
there was
think
nothing
about
I
20 years of bikes. 20.
Say when I started racing GBs in 2006, there was no bumps where I thought, I think now, like...
No, you're off your head.
The tyres have improved as well, surely.
Carbs, jetting it, messing about with jetting.
You don't want that.
Maybe I was just on good bikes when I first turned pro.
You had no idea.
Yeah, but you're still not thinking 2000. That's like 20 years ago. You were on...
That was two strokes in 2000.
No, I'm going from 2006.
Well, the question was 2000.
I didn't ride the same bike. Since 2006, I've been on a 250F. So that's a four-stroke. If you're talking about 1989, like when I rode that 125.
No, we're not.
Mentioned 1989.
We said 2000. That's another 10 years back.
I know, but from 2006, I'm going from. Right. Because I didn't ride a 250F, a four-stroke in 2000, because four-strokes wasn't about.
It's still 15, best part of 14, 15 years.
So since four-strokes have been about... In 15 years, I don't feel like there's a massive difference, but I've not jumped back on a 2006 bike. Maybe I'd feel like, okay, this is not as good, but I still would jump everything up on the track there on the bike I had. We still jump big jumps. Billy would still ride an enduro pretty much the same, I'm pretty sure, if you give him any bike. Like, yeah, it's progressed, but you could still do everything we do now on the bikes then.
Yeah, you could, but I don't think you could compete with a rider on the bike now.
No, but... Yeah, I agree. Obviously,
so
the
speeds
bike.
Have got faster,
and I'd have said techniques has got different as well.
Yes, techniques.
I think it's easier to ride a bike now in this day and age. Yeah, okay. So I'm sort of contradicting myself. I think that it levels the playing field with how good a standard bike is now. But I think we could get a bike pretty good beforehand. Like my factory KTM in 2007 was mint.
Bad boy, 52mm cone valves.
Yeah, I don't think the suspension's changed much from that to now, has it? Cone valves have been cone valves.
They went back to 48s.
No, they haven't. The fact the motocross riders still use 52.
Really?
Yeah, so I think the forks are so similar now to what they was back then.
Yeah, I don't... I was a trials rider until 4 years ago, so I've got no idea.
Yeah, true, but I think if you...
Trials bikes have changed
a lot. With the feel you have on a bike, I think if someone just presented you a 2006... Husky, you wouldn't know the difference.
I can understand
your
point of view.
Sag's a bit low because it's just sat in the garage for a bit and got low.
I'm not sagged yet.
But I think they've obviously improved, but I don't think it's...
Yeah, I agree. Like, I see all the time, you see comments in bikes. But I think the most forms of motorsport, you give the whole top 10 the same bike. It's the same result. Yeah, it's like it's our off-road like motorbike racing is so much more the rider than the bike. I think if everyone was on a bog stock whatever, the result would be the same. Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
It's also when I rode last year, I done a little video on a 2006 CR125, I think, or 2005, and the bike felt mint. Like I got on it. Didn't check anything, probably should have, but just jumped on this bike.
Wouldn't have made a difference with your mechanical skills.
No, but I just went flat out.
He's probably pissed he didn't check anything.
Yeah, and I just thought that was mint.
Oh.
So yeah. I think you can jump on any bike now, a decent rider, and like when kids and stuff, and dad's changed the kids' bikes like mad. I do some coaching days in there.
Yeah, I agree. That
I'm just like, I just shake my head.
People definitely go
like,
too far. Like,
now we've changed the sprocket now, and I just think, oh,
factories
mate,
don't spend years and years developing a bike for a production bike to be shit. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, 85, 65s, I just think, if the rider's good, he will, the rider's good. You don't need to change nothing. Dean Wilson's calling me. This will be quite good.
Oh, get him on. Get answer it quick and I'll connect you to this.
We'll wire him up.
Hello? All right, Pat.
All right, Dean.
Hey, we're podcasting. Do you want to come on a minute?
Can you get his...
Yeah, throw the AirPods in.
Can what do you pin?
Can you get his screen onto our screen? Have you got screen record on your phone?
I don't know.
Hold up, Dean. Just FaceTime Ed a minute.
Right, Dean. Put we're on. 2 Pro, Ed. 1 Slow. You're here.
2 Pro, 1 Slow.
Oh, here he is. He's in the headphones.
Speak loud, Dean.
Well done, Dean.
All right. How is everybody today?
Good, mate. Just hanging out with these fucking idiots.
His tune's changed, Dean. He was a miserable bastard 5 minutes ago.
Him right, but
Dean's my mate.
Lovely stuff.
Tommy's always a miserable bastard.
Do you, he gets a bit upset because I hang out with Dean now, with Billy, don't you, sometimes? A bit upset.
Well, yeah.
Has he been replaced?
No, when we used to hang out back in the day, Billy was never in the picture. Now Billy's all of a sudden in the picture and he's like your best mate now.
I don't even like him. I don't like him.
Far away, it's hard to see. Yeah. Oh well.
I'm not replacing you. I'm just filling in.
How are you in general, Dean? Do you want to give us a little rundown on race report, or it's a bit sore subject at the minute?
It can't be much worse than the one you just gave.
We can avoid them if you want. We can go way back to when we first met.
We can go way back. Me, Tommy actually been really. I didn't like Tommy personally.
Don't blame me.
I'd be upset because I'd be a little amateur at Paris Race, like just waxing and dashing. Nah, but.
Then you was nasty to me because you come into the pros and I was struggling and you just used to say nasty things about me.
I didn't really like Tommy. I didn't really like Tommy at the time, but now we became good mates. I think that all started early 2011. Destination, we had no choice but to talk to each other then pretty much everything ended up fine. But that's our story.
Oh, no. No, St. John.
You want me to St. John, that's what I said, right?
And you said, oh, no, but St. John, I remember that because you sort of let the team down that day.
I showed up with a broken wrist. I went 1-1 at Paula the week before, and everyone's just like, oh, fuck, we've got such a good rider on the team. And I actually broke my wrist at Paula on that jump through the rollers. And
that massive
I didn't
one.
Think it was broken. I thought it was just strained, and then just got worse and worse. I showed up, and miserable weekend.
I sort of held the team together that weekend. Me and Brad.
Yeah, Ando. Old Ando.
War Brad.
Bulldog. Anderson.
But what, what else, him?
He looks like he's been riding, or he's currently riding.
Yeah,
he's driving, he's
right
not
now.
Riding
I've been, yeah, I've been struggling a bit, in outdoors. Just, I've kind of been struggling with my energy lately. I've been
same.
I don't know what's going on. I went and got blood tests done, and I'm waiting to hear back. But dude, I just have no energy, and it's actually pretty crazy. I've never felt like I have before. I'm just feeling so flat and
all right, like mate, I fucking
sleep
hell,
at any time of the
just
day.
Cheer up! I thought I was Debbie Downer. Fucking <let's bring> this fuck me! You're making me sound like the most positive geezer in the room. I believe in you, Dean. I know you graft. I even have your back. When people say he's a messer, and I say no, he actually works. Like the grind does not stop. A bit like ourselves. Really, that's why I sort of like you. We bond.
Every single day, Alden's got his training. Every single day. So grind does not stop.
Nah, we're on. I'm on the.
So
on the grind.
But how's Belly doing? What's up with Belly?
Billy's all right. He's just being Billy. We went riding this morning. Now we're podcasting.
You cannot call our track that riding.
We didn't really ride.
Yeah. How's that track coming along?
Good. Really good, actually. I've not been up there today.
We're about to go and test the jumps after.
What else? Let's go back to... What would the fans want to know about Dean, do you reckon?
Monster parties.
Any good monster parties, Dean? I like that subject.
Days are over, man. Those days are. See, it's funny, you know how it goes, but like, so you like as you're a younger buck, you love all that. And, I mean, it's still fun every now and then, but it's funny now that you're getting older. You're watching like the kids that were on 85 that just turned pro, just absolutely
for them on to pose, and that's actually quite funny. I'm slowly becoming the OG. Like, Tommy, you're the OG now. You know what I mean?
I'm old, yeah.
Very you're the old, OG, but though. And then, like, once you hit your 40s, that's double OG. And then once you hit the 50s, that's triple OG. So we're just hitting the OG status.
You, I think it's you as young, but you're actually getting on, aren't you?
Getting on 30 at the end of the year.
Fucking hell.
So, you're 32 on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm 32, but thinking Dean Wilson's 30 years old, he's, like, I think even the viewers watching will be like, that's fucking nuts.
Feels like I'm sat in the pub with my dad's mates. Telling
my 20s, pal.
Oh, you're not actually 30 then, at the end of the year?
Yeah, in December.
Yeah, that's 30. Generally nuts to think you're 30, because I remember.
I know.
Well, I just remember coming, when I used to come to California in the winter, and you were tearing around like 15 years old. And I was 16, 17. You were 2 years younger.
Remember when Dean used to dust you up in the Glen Helen races on the amateur days, whatever it was?
No, we actually looked through results that day. He went 2-2 and I went like 5-1. But then at the national, I done good.
Yeah, I done well.
So my first year in America, I raced. And in the second year, Dean started his pro career.
Let's rewind quick, since he wanted to bring up Monster Party. So you remember Vegas Supercross? What was that, maybe 2010?
We're going to have to cut this or not after you tell the story.
No, you can tell it now. It's like 1-4. I think we went 1-4 that night. And then I was my first ever Monster Party, and I was 18.
Oh, I remember
and
watching
that. PC were just over the moon, ripping shirts off and that. And then you're racing GPs, and you're just there watching. And then like you were like hiding from Mitch all night and that.
Oh, yeah, because I was meant to race the GP the following week.
Right, something like that. And you're just hiding from Mitch on that.
Should we just start? Well, we have our own conversation, Ed.
Yeah, should we take
our
headphones
off? Well, we're just having our own chat now. So what else can we ask the viewers? Sorry. No, that was a good Monster Party, though. It was good.
Yeah. Man.
How many more years? How many more years are you going to race for?
2 more years.
Now, let's ask Dean.
What's he doing next year?
Let's ask Dean about vlog life, because he's a bit... You're a YouTube channeler, Grandpa Earl.
Yeah, I've got a YouTube channel. I just don't put in the grass like you boys. I mean, I give Billy a lot more credit than I give Tommy, because Ed's the man behind Tommy's YouTube.
At least everyone knows.
That's true.
Billy puts in the grass. I know how much work that editing and cutting and chopping is. That's a lot of work, so...
But you could, you've got that much money, you could pay someone, but you're too tight.
You don't drop practice mechanic, and then on top of that, you got to pay your training fee with Alvin, and you just got all these fees on fees, and you know what I mean? Adds up.
Just another fee.
And you're now married, Dean, so you've got half of what you used to have.
Married. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it'd be nice to hit the YouTube and have videos out every week like you boys do. It's good to watch, and it's actually quite funny. Like, so many people watch that stuff, and all the kids watch it, and, like, people even come up to me talking about Tommy, you know? Sorry, it's not funny,
Tommy. Why was that even funny? Why did you laugh? Your dad's a fan of Billy, isn't he?
Yeah, I've seen that story.
Andy's a big fan of that. Andy's a big fan of the Billy Bolt vlogs. And I'm like, what? Have you not watched Tommy? He's like, no, I haven't really seen much of Tommy. And then he started watching, and I think he watched the one where the race where Hurlings and that was that. What was that, Ling?
Yeah.
Or what? Yeah. He watched that one, and yeah, it was quite good. But yeah, he's like, I can barely understand what he's saying, but it's quite a funny.
Billy or me?
Billy, that's what my dad said.
He's been out of Scotland too long if he can't understand me, yeah.
I know,
that's what I said.
I thought the vocabulary to be close enough, aren't we?
What, would you ever come and race a British Championship and that over here when you're done in 2 years' time?
Probably not.
Why, surely you're going to want to try and milk a few more.
What about Western?
Western Beach Race?
You know what my biggest problem is,
Billy, because you he's your mate. He's actually your mate as well now, Tommy. You could see how much money we could get for Dean.
No, because he's got Supercross.
That's more important. Okay. It's October, Western.
Western, yeah, it does look fun. It was fun. If you're here on the pegs a lot of the time, then I wouldn't mind it. But it's when you're dabbing, you're lagging. I've got bad knees, so it's not ideal. But my dad used to race like Southport back in the day.
Southport?
Was it Southport Beach Race?
Southport Beach Race.
I can't remember.
I don't know another beach.
But
there's a few. Southport I've never heard. But
Skeggy? Skegness one? Is
I don't
that
know,
one?
But it's quite funny. Like, do they still like have the dummies and that kit on the back? And remember they used to have the blow up rubber gloves on the helmet?
Rubber gloves on the helmet. Yeah, it's so cool. The height of coolness, Western Beach Race.
They don't do that as much anymore.
No, they do. They do. It's still the same. Dressed as monkeys and that on the quads and stuff.
Are we going to hear this, what we've got
Dean? Yeah.
Fucking hell, Tommy.
You've been...
What do you think
I'm just thinking, because if we had to cut this now, because we've been on the phone for 10 minutes, we're going to have to do another 10 minutes.
Well, put the phone down, Tim, and we'll wrap up. And then
I'm all right, Dean. Well, we'll call you back and I'm chatting a bit.
All right. Cheers, boys.
Bye,
thanks
mate.
For having me. Peace.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
You had enough now, have you?
Is that enough of that?
This is what,
he's watching this time.
This is what he does, Elliot. When he's had enough, he just ends every conversation instantly. He'll try about four or five times to do an ending now.
That's a good point. Elliot's here. Elliot Spencer. He's do you run MX Nationals?
Right-hand
man. He's a right-hand man at MX Nationals. Anyway, he's come to take some photos and get a bit of content of us building this track, and we're just sat here chatting bollocks.
No, that's good.
This is a job, though. This is work.
This is work, yeah. But any more questions? There was one good question the other day. Let's end on a good question.
Because I thought we were doing this tonight. They said, "Oh, do you want to ride on Wednesday?" And I said, "I can't. I've booked in a podcast." And then they laughed, and I said, "Oh, it's actually work."
Yeah, it is. Graph this.
Right then, Jason Kiage. I don't know. Did Billy win the KTM Expo for winning Wes? And if so, what did you do with it?
I did win it. I never actually seen it, but it's now sold.
Took you a while to sell, though, didn't it?
It was a considerably harder, longer, more painful job than you could ever imagine, to be honest. And when I actually looked into it, I spoke to quite a few people who would know about this topic and stuff, and no one really knew what this situation was with like import taxes and duties and all of that stuff. So it actually it stayed in Europe and got sold in Europe because I think it's definitely more suited to a European climate, a car without a roof. And if you look on like the websites and stuff like that, there tend to be a lot more of them in Europe. There was a couple for sale at the time in England and they just weren't selling. So,
did KTM give that as a prize? Because they're like, just give this because we can't sell them.
I don't know.
I think they do sell a fair
few. I sold mine in Germany. And if you look on like the German version of Auto Trader and stuff, there is actually a lot on there. So I guess, I think there's like a race series and stuff, which all the rich guys go and do. So that was definitely the right move. It would have been a nice thing to keep, but at this point of my life and career, it was just unpractical. It would have cost more to insure than I could afford. So I did actually get it.
I can't remember what the name
is. To be fair, I'm pleased you've mentioned that, Ed, because I haven't had many comments or questions lately, but about... At one point, I was getting quite a few people ask where it was, and I don't think I ever actually got back to anyone. So that was well brought up, Ed.
There's a guy on here, I can't remember the name of the person, Shane something it was. It was along the lines of, can I have a jersey from Tommy and Billy signed?
Probably not.
I don't know. I get that question a lot.
Yeah. You don't... I haven't even got a Billy Bolt jersey in here. Been asking for 3 years.
Yeah, to be fair, you haven't at all, which I feel
it's
bad.
Hard to give jerseys away because you don't get as many.
Especially
as
at a race... Someone asks, and then if you were to give it away at a race, they'll see it, and then you'll get 100 other people ask you. So it's easier just to kind of say no and save it for kind of sponsors or like special occasions. I don't know, like a charity auction or stuff like that. If you go giving them out kind of every race, I don't really get enough, or you get moaned at when you need more or whatever, and it kind of devalues the not. I know everybody wants one; it's nice to have, but it's just not practical.
No.
To be giving them out left, right and centre.
I don't like saying no either. So normally what I say is, I'll try and sort one out. And then they follow the messages up like 2 months later, like, how's that jersey? And I'm like, I'm trying to sort it out, mate. But I should just say no.
Yeah, but you generally don't get that many.
No, you don't, no. Used to back in the day.
People, they'll message me saying, you've promised them one. Can I get it for them?
Everything's so tight.
I know
now.
Ed gets messages saying, "Can you get one off Billy?"
I get one. I get him on Kex quite a bit.
It's just like, no, really. If you want one, go, there's plenty of auctions of places you can buy them for like good causes and stuff.
And people sell a lot of mine on eBay and trade them and stuff. Sometimes big money. I'm like, fucking hell, I might
really?
Sell some.
Fuck me, I'll get that one off the wall. But
yeah, I was gonna you'll say
get, for that one on the wall, you get £250.
£250
quid. At least if it's in a frame.
Yeah, in a frame you get probably £260. No, but what I was saying is everything's tight now for gear and stuff. When I first started racing GPs, it was ridiculous the amount of stuff we got. Bikes, parts, everything. It was ridiculous. Now
KTM 08, blue gear. You used to have stacks of it. Yeah, I think you used to have 10 sets a weekend.
Six new, just large at 10 new sets every GP.
Well, how many times did you go on track? Because it was new set every time.
Yeah, it was six.
And then spare.
Yeah, so 7. 10. And then, but even bike parts, it was just ridiculous. Parts.
What
now,
use would a bike part be to you?
No, I mean, like
very useful because he smashes them up back then.
No, when you had a practice mechanic, we used to have 2 full practice bikes. This parts, you could even now, I think enduro is a little bit more, they give you a lot of parts because you have a lot of different bikes and it's a little bit more less strict. But even though the last time I was on factory KTM, parts were tight, like they wouldn't let me keep a bike over in England or.
But it's all run differently as well. Like you say, factory KTM, but your like motocross factory KTM, who you were with, is actually nothing to do with any of like the
enduro
team I'm with, or even like the KTM side of enduro and stuff like that. So it all coming from like different budgets and through different people. Anyway, it's a lot more complex going on than what people kind of think. Just like factory Husky or factory KTM.
I think everything's just more tight now, isn't it?
But I would say, and also Brexit.
You have to account for everything.
Brexit's making getting parts and gear and everything very, very more difficult.
Right, wrap it up.
I think we should wrap it up because we've got shit to do.
I've got to leave here in 3 hours.
Well, we've got to go and do a vlog now and build some track, and you actually have got to do a bit of ground.
And ride.
Yeah, and test it. So we'll...
I'm peaking though now after this.
Oh, yeah. We'll get the rest of it down.
This is my favourite one, the main character. This is the best I felt all day. I'm on the rise.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna send it on the jumps in a minute.
So what we should do then is do same rules apply for the giveaway. Comment on the YouTube channel.
What have you just done now? No,
don't you worry about what I've done there.
Yeah, I think so. It's going well on it on YouTube. I'm very impressed with the amount of views the YouTube is actually getting.
Yeah, no, it's good. Twenty. Normally, roughly 20,000 views.
It's a lot of views.
It is to listen
for
those three.
I don't feel like this episode is very good. Just rushed in it, but next one we'll have to do better.
Do you know what? Actually, that's a good point. We've got a new desk coming, so we won't look like news anchors.
Because we had a big argument before this aired because I'm sat in the middle like a pleb. These two are just lounged back, and there's me sat here like this every time.
Now, big improvements coming. New desk, and I'll invest in some chairs that don't do this.
I think it's better that it will be better like that. The dork always sits in the middle on stuff like this, doesn't he?
No, I know, but it's just, you're all right, just mate. Not today. No, I am. I'm feeling better, but you're I'm just saying I don't like the middle seat.
Well, you've got to go and sit in the digger seat in a minute.
Come on, then. Let's go.
Are you sure? What about one more topic, Ed?
I'm not that worried at the minute, but I just want to get everything done that we've got planned today.
Now, we've got shit to do. Let's get on with it. So, comment on this YouTube video. If you're listening to it, you'll have to go and find it on YouTube. Don't comment anything stupid again. Just comment something.
Ed stinks.
No, Bill.
That's Billy's type of joke.
Fucking immature.
You can tell how young
he is. No, but honest, before we go... do more voice notes. I like that section.
Yeah, voice notes is great.
Be in the description of this video, or you go on the Anchor app, and then you can leave us a voice note, and you can have it played out. And
yeah, I think it's a bit of a ball out. I think you got to set up an account, but obviously it's quite worth it because
people have been doing it, and you get your voice played on the fastest growing podcast, off road podcast in the world.
Is that official, or have you just claimed that?
He claimed that. I watched a vlog before because I put him on for Alf. He claimed that his channel was the fastest.
Your son is a fan of Billy Bolt.
When I was in his videos before, like this time last year.
Yeah, you haven't actually fit. I suppose the calm one you kind of
did.
This is
a good topic because you're so naff at intros that I've already said to Billy, you've got to do the intro today.
I hope he's brought his cash with
me. So we're hijacking your channel.
It's 20 quid.
Yeah, I don't know why I get so awkward every intro. It even annoys me. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I watched them ones back yesterday and I just felt terrible. I was almost going to ask you today if I could dress up in the same gear as I had on yesterday to redo the intro.
Well, we can have a go.
No, we'll just let Billy do it today.
Right. So, thanks very much for watching, listening. We'll catch you on the next one. We'll probably... Is there a gap, Bill, because you're going away again?
Well, we could... It depends on Thomas's weekend movements. We could do Sunday night.
What we wanted to do, Tommy, but...
Sunday, I'm quite free.
It's your birthday on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's so have a birthday one.
I'm not fucking
pissed
podcasting
up
on my birthday.
Yeah, we'll do a birthday hour. We'll give you a beer. Set you off.
We can do. We'll see how I'm feeling. I generally need a rest. Like, everyone just thinks I'm taking the piss.
No, we know you're not. We're just... The ridiculousness of, like, what's coming out of your mouth, you should be taking the
having
piss.
Having that is my plan. Like, oh, I just like, ah, oh, fuck, Sunday and a podcast, it's stressing me out.
All you do is you turn up here, all this desk and everything's all set out
for
you.
You don't even know
all
how
the cameras
this arrives
are all set
here,
out.
Do you?
You just sit down and talk bollocks. It's the most simplest thing. You do it anyway.
Still energy.
Yeah, but you've enjoyed this now you've got into it.
As soon as Dean rang, he's... quick, connect him.
Get Dean on.
Yeah, because he's nice to me, unlike you two.
Right, we're off. Thank you very much for watching.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
And listening.
Yeah, cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.